The content of this podcast is not designed to diagnose, treat, or prevent any medical illness. So if you have any questions about you or your child's health, please get in contact with their regular healthcare providers. Thanks and enjoy.
It's Monday, February 31st. This is Sunnyside Elementary School, the cafeteria, where the meatloaf is weird and the medical mysteries even weirder.
Miss Finkleberry's class is the best. Who knew there were 6,000 different species of earthworms?
You know, when I was little, I tried to eat one. I was digging for dinosaur bones at the park, and I found a fat, juicy worm. I was holding it just outside my mouth. It was wiggling around, and then my mom walked over it just in time.
Ew, Julissa, ew, that is gross.
Anyway, Kiki, what did you bring for lunch?
My dad packed my lunch today, so I have a turkey sandwich with extra pickles, carrot sticks, and a juice. How about you?
Oh, you know, my favorite sandwich ever. I make it with grape jelly, banana, marshmallow fluff, extra peanut butter, raisins, and almost time to go. We gotta hurry up. The best.
You know it's kind of gross to lick your fingers.
Whatever, Kiki. Are you okay?
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, do you still need to borrow my markers to finish your masterpiece art project?
Yeah. Do you have them?
Yeah, right here in my backpack. Here.
Thanks, Julie. Can you help me draw my birds? You really are the best at this stuff.
Stop. You're making me blush. Little old me? Actually, don't stop. Go on. Here, you make them kind of like the letter M. See? Kiki! Oh my gosh, Kiki, what happens in the back of your hand? Both of them!
Oh no! And it's itchy too!
We should show Miss Spot the lovely. Miss Spot, I think something's wrong with Kiara.
Miss Spots, I don't think I feel so good.
Oh my, I see. Strange lumps on the backs of both your hands and your arms. Kiara, let's walk to the nurse's office together.
There is a doctor in the house, and it's you. I'm the other doc on your block, Dr. April, your pediatrician on a mission, and welcome to EECMD's Mini Medical School Podcast. This is the place to be if you like intriguing medical mysteries, games and riddles with a huge dose of silly, a dash of the ridiculous, and action-packed loads of fun. Welcome, mini medical students listening at home. Joining us today at our wonderful, whimsical EECMD Mini Medical School are two of our outstanding mini doctors, Dr. Cespedes and Dr. Waffle.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dr. Waffle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cespedes.
All right. Really glad to have all of you with us today. So, we just heard our very first medical mystery case, mini med students. Here's how it works. We work together to find the clues, and you, mini medical students listening in, work with us to solve the case. Wow, okay. This medical dilemma is a doozy. We have to work together to figure out what's happening with Kiara. Okay, mini doctors, get out your pencils and notebooks. Mini med students listening in, are you ready? Okay, great. Let's go over what we know. What do we know, Dr. Waffle, Dr. Cespedes?
Our patient's name is Kiara.
She has a rash on both her hands
and arms.
And she has a hilarious friend named Julissa who likes really strange sandwiches and draws really awesome birds.
And she was being a really good friend by telling Miss Spots that Kiara needed help.
That's right. Great pickups from both of you. And yes, it was really, really great that Julissa noticed her friend wasn't feeling well and brought in a grown-up to help right away. Awesome work, mini doctors. Okay, what else did you notice? Let's listen again.
Hey, do you still need to borrow my markers to finish your masterpiece art project?
Yeah. Do you have them?
Yeah, right here in my backpack. Here.
Thanks, Julie. Can you help me draw my birds?
Kiara has a cough.
And a runny nose.
Ah, richtig, mini doctors. Oh. That's German for that's right. Y'all know I love languages. Okay, mini med students listening in, did you get all those details down?
Okay, I got it. Red, lumpy, itchy rash on Kiara's hands and arms.
Plus a cough and some sniffles.
Did someone call the word surgeons? We slice and dice each medical word into terms and phrases you've maybe never heard. Ancient Latin, ancient Greek, we have words on words, words on fleek. The sniffles, or a runny nose,
is also known as rhinorrhea,
comes from the ancient Greek word for nose.
Rhino means nose.
And rhoia, which means flow.
So, rhino.
Rhea.
Rhino.
Rhea, which roughly translates to flowing.
Nose.
Flowing nose.
Running nose.
Rhinorrhea.
How fast does your nose run?
Wait. Rhinorrhea sounds like diarrhea.
Well, dia is an ancient Greek word for through.
So diarrhea literally means flowing through.
Flowing through what?
Lots of poop flowing out of your body.
Well, that's right. As gross as that might sound. And hey, did anybody say excuse me for that? That was, great, word surgeons. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, anytime.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
And now, a word from one of our sponsors.
It's time for Name That Organ.
Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
I'm a muscle, I'm a pump, I live inside your chest. I work hard, I pump blood, I never take a rest.
I wasn't expecting that.
Well, you gotta get with the times, dude. This is what all the, you know, this is what all the kids are doing now, man, you know? Hey, by the way, did you guys guess what organ it is yet? It's the heart, my friends. That beautiful, bloody, beating heart! The heart sits in your chest, mostly on the left side. It's also an elegantly simple organ. It's a pump, a muscular pump, a tubular pump that's powered by its own built-in electrical system. The heart's main job is to receive and then pump blood throughout the body over and over and over and over and over and over again, and it never, never stops, man. Just like me, man. I'm always rocking out the gnarly tunes and gnarly beats and everything. I just can't stop.
So that was interesting, huh? We learned that the heart is a pump that constantly pushes blood all around the body And we learned from the word surgeons that the medical word for sniffles or a runny nose is rhinorrhea. Can you, mini med student listening in, say rhinorrhea? Good. Good work. Okay, now, what about Kiara's other symptoms? What do we make of this whole picture? I think we need a framework.
What do you mean by framework?
Great question, Dr. Waffle. A framework is just a way of keeping stuff, like information, organized.
Do you mean like all the different folders I keep my homework in? Like all my math papers I keep in one folder, my social studies papers I keep in another, and so and so?
Yeah, that's actually a really helpful way to think about it, Dr. Cespedes. So your framework is all of your folders, basically. So your math, social studies, and science folders, for example. So anytime you get a math paper or a social studies paper, you know exactly where to put it.
Sounds like it can keep us organized.
Mm-hmm.
So what folders or frames? We can even call them frames. Do we have for our framework?
Excellent question, Dr. Waffle, and I'm so glad that you asked that. Okay, get your pencils ready, okay? That goes for my mini doctors here with me at headquarters and my mini med students listening at home. All right, so I'm gonna walk through each of the seven frames one by one. Got it? All right, number one, what? What's wrong or what's the main problem that's bothering the person? If we think about Kiara, what's the main problem that's bothering her that brings her to our attention today? And then number two, where? What's the body part that's involved? Is it the person's face? Is it their leg or their arm, for example? And then number three, when? When did the person first notice this problem? Number four, what? What was the person doing or what was going on around them when they first noticed the problem? And this is really important. If we think back to Kiara's case, what was going on around her? What was she doing when she noticed her problem? Number five, what does it feel like? Does it burn? Does it itch? Is it throbbing? It's important to ask the person to do their best to describe how the problem is feeling for them. Number six, how bad? Does the problem bother them a little bit? Is it just kind of annoying that it's there, or is it bothering them a whole lot? And then number seven, anything else? Are there any other problems that are bothering the person? So if we think back to Kiara, she has a main problem that she's coming to us with, but are there any other problems that she's describing for us or that you notice just by listening to her? Okay, did everyone get all that? Great. And by the way, this is what I would use in clinic when I would see my patients. It really, really helped me get the facts I need and keep them organized. I learned it in med school many, 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 many years ago when actual dinosaurs still roam the earth. And it was great because back then you could...
Dr. April.
Okay. Maybe not dinosaurs. But hey, you, our mini med students at home or in the car or at school, ask your grown-up to visit www.eekmd.com and download your very own copy of these fact frames so you can keep track of the facts of the case in your own framework. All right.
These are cool. Yeah, we can.
Were you all expecting anybody?
No, you? Is it pizza?
I didn't order any pizza. Hello? Hello?
Well, hello.
You look familiar. I haven't seen you around for a while, but you're so... familiar. Gosh, is it, mumps? Corona? No. Norova? Mr. Measles!
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Before the vaccine, I had the people in fear. Then all of a sudden, lots of people became immune. So I had to change my tune by hiding. Yes, I kept quiet. Well, all the while I was planning a riot till enough of those vaccinations stopped. Then I came back in style like that old school hip hop. Don't you dare stare. I'm a blast from your pre-vaccine past. And I got a fever, cough, and a spotty red rash. Listen to my rhymes go splash. Oh, yeah. Well, how do you do, fellow kids? Was that cool, fresh, hype, funky lit? And I brought pizza. I actually do have pizza.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Measles.
Plates, napkins.
I'm not sure I want that.
Let's not get distracted, everybody. How did you find us?
I heard someone say cough, rhinorrhea, and rash. So I thought someone was talking about me. You know, overheard my name, so to speak.
Aha! You must be here because you're a suspect.
Suspect?
Yes, a suspect.
Oh, goodness. It looks like we're out of time for today. But listen, great work, everyone, especially you, our mini-med students at home or in the car or at school or any and everywhere you are listening from. And don't forget to ask your grown-up to subscribe to EEKMD's weekly medical mystery podcast.
And ask them to please visit www.eekmd.com to download your free fact frame.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Waffle. Hey, Dr. Waffle and Dr. Cespedes, do you think you can say that fast three times? Free fact frames?
I'm gonna do it. Free fact frames, free fact frames, free fact frames.
I'm gonna do it a little bit faster again. Free fact frames, free fact frames, free fact frames.
How about you, mini med students listening in? Do you think you can say that fast three times? Free fact frames? I don't know. I think I might struggle with that one a little bit. And now, a word from one of our sponsors. On today's episode of The Young and the Well Rested.
Todd, I can't go to the school dance with you.
Vicky, why?
I can't go to the dance with someone that spends less than 20 seconds washing their hands.
Vicky,
I didn't mean what, Todd? To not even use soap? To just sprinkle a little water on your hands and call that washing? I heard about everything, Todd. You know how important good hand washing habits are to me.
Well, if you're not going with me to the dance, Vicky, who are you going with?
Darren!
My best friend, Darren?
Yes, Darren. I heard that he uses soap and sings the alphabet twice when he washes his hands.
And that concludes today's episode of The Young and the Well Rested.
I love soap operas, especially The Young and the Well Rested.
Personally, I'm partial to Germs of Our Lives.
When does that come on?
Oh, right after all my mini medical students. Thanks for joining us, MiniMed students. See you next week.